الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. Respected elders and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed us in this ayat in a very honorable way. Our Honorable Shaykh Hazrat Shah Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatum explains that actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing us in this ayat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us, O my very special friends. And who are my special friends? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, those who believe. And who are those who believe? Alhamdulillah, we are all sitting here, we all know we got iman. We're sitting in this noble gathering, in the gatherings of the pious. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O those who believe. And in another ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. That what is the benefit of those who believe? They are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this world, everyone wants to have a friendship with a great person. A person wants to have friendship with a great counselor. A person wants to have with a minister. But that friendship holds no weight. When a person really needs that friendship, then that friendship holds no weight. So in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guardian and the friend of those who believe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already announced His friendship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already announced that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guardian of the believers. So why do we leave our friendship on a very basic level? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in this ayat, ittaqullah wa kunu ma'a as-sadiqin. That inculcate taqwa, bring taqwa in your life. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that by you bringing taqwa in your life, this friendship of yours will increase. And there is no limit to increasing the friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is la mahdood. There is no limit. Like the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has no limits. In the same way, a person can keep on increasing the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so beautifully explained by our Shaykh, who explains from Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not dead friend, that when you need Him the most, He won't be there for you. So we should always increase this friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us an easy way. اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. That inculcate taqwa. And how should we inculcate taqwa? An easy way to inculcate taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. That sit in the company of the pious. That خَالِتُوهُمْ لِتَكُونَ مِثْلَهُمْ. That sit in their company until you have become like them. How long you should sit in a company until their qualities rub off onto you and you become like them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us that these are basic things we can do. It is not very difficult to do. And in this ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. كُونُوا in the Arabic language, we will say, it is mudari, where it is saying present and future. That all the time sit in the company of the pious. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that in every time and era, they will be those pious people where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create in this ummah. They will be these pious people where you can sit in their company. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never says, كُونُوا مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Why didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُونُوا مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ? Because in actual fact, the pious people are the muttaqeen. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, because those who are truthful in their taqwa, not those who are showing an outward show, that we just get fooled by them, and we just see that this person looks pious, he's reading his salah, but in actual fact there is nothing in him. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. In another ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Those are the truthful ones and they are the muttaqeen. So So from this we understand that these are not ordinary people. These are people who have got direct friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then by sitting in the company of the pious, a person gets benefit of this world and the year after. A person does not just get the benefit, a person does not just get benefits of the year after, but they will teach us everything of our life. Like how a Jew came to Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala an, and he's telling Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu an in a mocking way, عَلَّمَكُمْ نَبِيُّكُمْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى الْخِرَاءَ, that your Nabi has taught you everything, so much so that he has taught you all how to go to the toilet. So Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu took this opportunity and he said, yes, our Nabi has taught us how to go to the toilet, and he explained him the whole method of how to make istinja. So in this way, when we sit with the pious people, they will teach us and they will give us treasures that will benefit us in this world and in the year after. As we know, we are passing through very tough times of trials and tribulations, where it is not easy to hold on iman. There is very difficult times where people, where there are different isms, there are different onslaughts against deen with regards to our aqidah and in everything. So our Shaykh explains from Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah that one of the prescriptions of khatama bil khair, that is to have death, that is to have a good death on iman kamil, is that after every salah we should try and read Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. If we all try and read this dua after every salah, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us khatama bil khair. Now we will discuss a few treasures and wazifas which was explained to us by our Shaykh, which was explained by our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah. And these wazifas are not taken out from their own kitab, from their own pockets. These are from Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these wazifas is how we can, if we practice upon it and we bring reality into our life and we read it every day for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshaAllah we will see the benefit of it. The first wazifa we will discuss, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu is reported to have said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, once on a dark rainy night went in search of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they found Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them to read. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum inquired, what should we read? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read Surah Ikhlas, read Suratul Falaq and Suratul Nas three times. Takfika min kulli shay. That these things will suffice you from every type of difficulty. Mulla Ali Qari rahimahullah, who has written the commentary on Mishkatul Masabih in his kitab Mirqatul Mafatih, has written that Allama Tibi rahimahullah has written that the meaning of takfika min kulli shay means takfika min kulli shar or takfika min kulli wird, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save you from every type of evil, or in that day takfika min kulli wird, that if you must out your wazifas for that day. For example, if you're going out in the morning and you are rushing, you got a meeting, you can't have your full breakfast. But our Shaykh explains that you just take a cup of tea or you just take a banana. So death will suffice you. You read these three times, then inshallah it will suffice you from all the other wazifas. But this doesn't mean that we should make it a habit that we only read these three wazifas. Inshallah, we will recite these wazifas together today as a practice. And every day we should try and recite it on our own and bring it into our lives. And inshallah, we will see the benefit. So now we will recite it together. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. And nowadays it is a common complaint that we are all suffering from jadu jinnat. If we read all these wazifas every day, inshallah wa yaqeen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save us from all those type of difficulties. The second wazifa we want to discuss is Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has reported to have said that whoever recites morning and evening hasbiyallahu la ilaha illallah hasbiyallahu la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become sufficient for that person. That means all his worries, kafahu Allahu ma ahammahu min amri ad-dunya wal akhirah. Allah will suffice for all his worries, which he is worrying him from this dunya and akhirah. And it is so beautifully explained by Mullah Ali Qari rahimahullah as well, that al-ham alladhi yudhibu al-insan. That ham is that thing which melts a human being. A person thinks, and what is a person has that heavy depression and he's thinking. A person, by reading this wazifa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice him from all those type of worries. So we'll all try and read this together. We'll read it 7 times inshallah. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. Then it is explained by our Shaykh so beautifully by way of example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect our heart from all types of worries, that is worries of this world and worries of the year after. Our Shaykh says that Hazrat Hakim Saab rahimahullah used to say that if Switzerland can make a watch, that if you put it 100 meters underwater, then forget water going in, not even the vapor of water will go in. You think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Qadir and Mutlaq, who has the power to do anything, cannot create such a heart which is worry proof, that when a person is not affected by any worries of this world and the year after. So if we put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the lives of these pious people, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us these benefits. Then the third wazifa we want to discuss is Hazrat Ma'til ibn Yasar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that a person who reads 3 times every morning and evening A'udhu billahi as-sami'il alim min ash-shaytanir rajim, and the following by the last 3 ayats of Surah Al-Hashr, then 70,000 angels will make dua maghfirat for him. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness, dua for forgiveness for that person. And if a person pass away in that day or night, a person will be granted the stage of a martyr. And what is the reward of in the stage of a martyr? That is before the first drop of blood touches the ground, all a person's sins is forgiven. So we are all greedy for du'as, we are all asking for du'as. If we read this morning and evening, 70,000 malaika will make du'a for us from the morning right till the evening. And if we read it in the evening, then 70,000 malaika will be appointed to make du'a for us from the evening right till the next morning. So we'll all read it together, inshallah. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. Then another wazifa today. Nowadays we are all complaining of jadu and jinn. If a person reads this ayat every morning and every evening three times, the ayat of Surah Yunus, that is ayat number 81 and ayat number 82, inshallah a person will be saved from jadu and sihr. It don't affect him for that day. We will all read it together inshallah three times. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Falamma alqaw qala Musa ma ji'tum bihi sihr inna Allah sayubtiluhu inna Allah la yuslihu amal al-mufsidin wa yuhiqqu Allahu al-haqqa bi kalimatihi wa law kariha al-mujrimun. Falamma alqaw qala Musa ma ji'tum bihi sihr inna Allah sayubtiluhu inna Allah la yuslihu amal al-mufsidin wa yuhiqqu Allahu al-haqqa bi kalimatihi wa law kariha al-mujrimun. فلما ألقوا قال موسى ما جئتم به السحر إن الله سيبطله إن الله لا يصلح عمل المفسدين ويحق الله الحق بكلماته ولو كره المجرمون. Further, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu is reported to have said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to me that recite la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, because this is a treasure from the treasures of Jannah. Hazrat Makhul rahimahullah, who is a high ranking tabi'i, he used to live in Sudan and he was the mufti of Sham. He narrates this hadith mawqufan. Mawqufan means that a person, that he leaves out the link, that he leaves out the link of the sahabi. He narrates direct from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anyway, he narrates this hadith and he says, a person who reads la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, لا ملجأ ولا منجأ من الله إلا إليه, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove 70 difficulties from the person, and the lowest of which is poverty. The meaning of لا حول لا ملجأ ولا منجأ من الله إلا إليه is that there is nowhere to run, there is nowhere to seek refuge from the anger and azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except by turning to Him, except by turning to and resorting to the happiness and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that la hawla wa la quwwata, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is a cure for 99 calamities of this world and the year after, the lowest of which is depression, which we lot of people are suffering from today. Whoever reads this kalima, that means whoever reads la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the angels by the arsh, aslama abdi wa staslama. That means aslama abdi, ay abdi inqada wa taraka al-inad. That my servant has become subservient and he has left the rebellion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, he has become totally subservient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa staslama, أي فوض أمور الكائنات إلى الله تعالى بأسرها. That he has handed all his أمور, he has handed all his matters and worries of both the worlds to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. So imagine what a great gift. Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar rahimahullah writes in his kitab that what a great blessing a person is reading this kalima on the earth and Allah سبحانه وتعالى is remembering him by the malaika. And not ordinary malaika, the malaika that are by the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we'll all try and read this seven times. As the Shah Hakim rahimahullah also explains that look at the thinking of the pious people. They always try to make it easy for us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in this hadith, read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah in abundance. So as Shah Hakim Akhtar rahimahullah, who is our dada sheikh, our sheikh's sheikh, he says that if we read this 7 times, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is so much, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu 'ashru amthaliha." That a person who comes with one good deed, we will multiply it by 10. So that is, that it will come up to 70 times. And in the Arabic language, when we say sab'een, it is mentioned for kathra. 70 is mentioned for abundance. So if we read the 7 times, then inshaAllah, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us this virtue as if we read it in abundance. So we'll all try and read it together, inshaAllah. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله 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 العلي العظيم لا ملجأ ولا منجأ من الله إلا إليه. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said that I swear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I fear regarding my life, my offspring, my family and my wealth. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, recite every morning Bismillah ala deeni, every morning and evening Bismillah ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Recite every morning and evening, Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. So we'll recite it together inshaAllah. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Further, Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a few sahaba approached Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O Rasulullah, that you have taught us so many du'as from the time 23 years of Nubuwat, we cannot remember all the du'as you have taught us. And look at the minds of sahaba radiallahu anhum. They were always thirsty to learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our lives should be sacrificed on Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. What questions they ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that has made our lives easy. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum complained to Rasulullah and told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O Rasulullah, that we cannot remember all the du'as you have taught us. We tend to forget. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahaba, should I not teach you such a comprehensive dua that if you read this dua, it will cover all the du'as that I have read of Nubuwat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught them this dua, and we'll read it all together. Allahumma inni as'aluka من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Then it is important to keep in mind that not by reading, only by reading these du'as and reading these wazifas, we can just read these wazifas and carry on our life how we feel like. But it is very important to stay away from guna. By abstaining from sin, then the reality will come into a person's life and a person will get the full benefit. Only then will a person get the full benefit of these wazifas and these du'as. Because without abstaining from sin, explained by our Shaykh, that once Hazrat Shah Abrarul Haq, Rahmatullah Alayhi of Hardoi, was traveling in the hot summer months in Hijaz al-Muqaddas, in Makkatul Mukarrama, in Madinatul Munawwara. They were traveling, a group of friends. And as they were traveling, it was very hot. So Hazrat Shah Abrarul Haq, Rahimahullah, requested the driver that, why don't you turn on the aircon? Why don't you see if the aircon is not working? So he said that the aircon is on. So they looked and they said, perhaps one window must be open. When they looked at the back, the one window was open. So So immediately Hazrat Shah Abrar al-Haq rahimahullah, if we look at the pious, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we call, who we call the real pious people, they turn our attention direct to akhirat. So he said that, look, now the window was open and this hot air was coming in. This aircon was not giving the full benefit. So by us reading our du'as and reading these wazifas and reading all these things, and we are still committing, we are committing guna, also obvious we cannot see the benefit of it. And our Shaykh explains that we don't have windows of dua, of sins open, we have doors of sins open. So we should first try and abstain from sin, then we will get the full benefit of these wazifas and these duas. Then we should not read these wazifas and duas because of the benefits. We should read it because it was taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and firstly for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Shaykh also explains that if a person buys a cow, no one goes and buys a cow because he wants the dung of the cow. A person goes because he buys the cow, first he'll think, I will benefit from the milk of the cow, I will take the cream, I will make cheese, and so on and so on. And then the buy benefit, afterwards, the cow has to make dung, so the person will take that dung and use it as fertilizer. But no one will go buy the cow, no one will go buy a cow for fertilizer, for dung. So in the same way, we should not read these wazifas because of the worldly benefits. We should read it because it was taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then inshaAllah we will see the real benefits of these wazifas, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the benefit of this world and the year after. In conclusion, we will read one hadith. Once Sahaba Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, سبق المفردون. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired, who are the mufarridun? Rasulullah, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sahaba radiallahu anhum, الذاكرون الله كثيرا والذاكرات. That the mufarridun has went far ahead, they have surpassed the others far ahead. And Sahaba inquired, who are the mufarridun? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, those believing men and believing women who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. And the difference between the mu'minun and the munafiqun is that the mu'minun remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. And the munafiqun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the ayat of Quran, وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, that they do remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very little. And the believing men and women, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. So inshallah we will make a little zikr now.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, لا إله إلا الله, 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. دل مرا ہو جائے اس میدان ہو, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو, اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب گل, درد دل ہو, درد دل ہو, درد دل, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر. لا إله إلا الله, 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 رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اس دنیا میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر لگی، جن و انس و حور و ملائک، عرش و کرسی، چرخ و زمین، کون و مقام لائق سجدہ تیرے سوا اے نور مبین. کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں، اب تو رہے بس آدم آخر، ورد زبا اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. إلهي عبدك العاصي أتاك مقرا بالذنوب وقد دعاك، فإن تغفر فأنت أهل لذاك، وإن تطر فمن يرحم سواك. لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا مسجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں، اب تو رہے بس آدم آخر، ورد صبح اے میرے الہ. لا إله إلا الله، 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 رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شانہ، اللہ 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 اللہ. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب. اللہ 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 ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد. الله 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 الله. ارد من نادل سے رخصت ہو گئی، اب تو آ جا، اب تو خلوت ہو گئی. اللہ 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 اللہ. كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. الله 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 جل جلاله.
May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq daily to recite these sunnah wazifa and along with that to complete our ma'amulat, our zikr daily. This is actually one of the great forms and great means of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And giving and lacking out in the fear is a means of deprivation, and a person loses out very, very greatly. Now inshallah we should all try to perform our ishraq salah, salatul ishraq. This is that salah which, regarding which in the hadith study great virtues have been mentioned. In one narration it has been reported that that person who performs Fajr Salah with Jama'ah and thereafter sits in the masjid remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till sunrise, or till obviously just after sunrise, and thereafter he performs 2 rakat Salah, and for this person he will get ka ajri hajjin wa umratin ta'ammatin ta'ammatin ta'amma. The thawab and the reward of one hajj and one umrah, a complete umrah. Meaning that the thawab which Allah Ta'ala has set out for hajj and umrah, that exact amount of thawab this person will get by performing 2 rakats of salat after sitting in the masjid, after fajr salah and making dhikr, and thereafter waiting for sunrise. In another narration it has been mentioned that a person who does so, غُفِرَ لَهُ خَطَايَاهُ, his sins will be forgiven even if they are more than the foam of the ocean. And the same narrator mentions, I also think Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Jannah will become compulsory, Jannah will be definite for that person who does so. One specific narration mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses mankind and says, O mankind, O children of Adam, don't be lazy in performing 4 rakats early in the morning. If you do so, I will take care of all of your needs for the rest of the day. So we should try to make this a habit, a practice daily, that we perform the salaya. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of our needs, and Allah sees to whatever our worries are, and whatever our concerns are regarding that day, then what worry is left for man? May Allah ta'ala grant me tawfiq, grant us all tawfiq. After the ishraq, the time of ishraq is coming already, we can perform our salah. At the same time, the students, they are requested, outside the masjid, there will be a roll call which will take place. So all the students should proceed for roll call. After our Ishraq Salah, we can complete the remainder of our wazifas. And by about 6:20 for the guests only specifically, all the guests are requested to start proceeding to the dining hall, the students' dining hall, which is on my right hand side, on all of the guests' left hand side at the present moment. And inshallah, the students will help us, guide us along also. Inshallah, breakfast will be served. So by about 6:20, we can start inshallah proceeding. And the program will recommence at about 10 o'clock inshallah. Here inside the masjid, for all of the elderly, for all the elderly people, the program will commence at 10 o'clock here, and in the basement for all the youth, for all the youngsters from the age of 10 upwards, inshallah a special program will be held. So all of us requested, inshallah after our breakfast, if we wish, we can have some rest and try to be up early, complete our wazifas, complete our ma'amulat, and come early to the masjid. Make sure we are taking part in all of the programs. Inshallah, through this year we will benefit. May Allah Ta'ala grant me, grant us all benefit, and make this program a means of our tazkiyah and islah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruk wa natubu ilayk.